So we have a short time, and I think it might be a good idea to utilize our short time to do a very quick review of some of the deeper inyanim that are hidden in Chag HaSukkos that we usually don't necessarily think about and recognize, and that just in getting an overall picture, over the course of the Yontif, many of the inyanim become clearer and clearer as we go. First thing, if you don't mind, I'd like to do is to look through the psukim that we read today, actually about the Mayadin, both in Parshas Emor and in Parshas Pinchas, and to note that there are very, very strong anomalies in the way that the Torah presents Chag HaSukkos as opposed to how it presents the other Chagim. So when we talk about today, Eilu Mayadei Hashem, Mikra Kodesh, every one of these Mayadin, B'Chodesh HaRishon, we talk about B'Chamisha Asayim, so in Mikra Kodesh Yelachem, Kol Melechas Avida Leisa Asu, and the Shivas Yomim Matzes Techelu is included in the mitzvah of the Chag. And we then go on, we talk about Chag HaShavuos, after the Sfira, obviously, Zafartem Lachem. And then we get, again, Karosem Etzem Ayom Hazem, Mikra Kedesh Yelachem, Kol Melechas Avida Leisasu. And then we get to Rosh Hashanah, B'Chedesh HaShvi, B'Echad L'Chedesh, Yelachem, Shabbaton, Zichron Shron Mikra Kedesh, Kol Melechas Avida Leisasu. Yom Kippur. Nach B'Asol HaChedesh Hazem Yom HaKippur, Mikra Kedesh Yelachem. The Chiyuvim are included. Then we get to Sukkos. In Sukkos, everything changes. Here, we have, first of all, the strangest ending, which I'm sure everybody noticed. After the mitzvah of Sukkos, Taberol ben Yisrael Yibor, B'chamishah Suyam Tachedish HaShvi Hazeh, Chag HaSukkos, Shivas Yomim LaHashem, B'yom Rishon Mikra Kedesh, Kom Lachas Avedel Yisrasu, Shivas Yomim Takrivu Yishel LaHashem, Yom Hashmini Mikra Kodesh, Eile Mayadei Hashem, Asher Tikroisa Mikra Kodesh, Lakriv Yishel Hashem, Eila Umincha Zevach, Mesachim Varyon V'yomai. The Torah ends the Parshas HaMayadim very clearly. Eile Mayadei Hashem. Not to mention Milvad Shabtot Hashem, Umilvad Matnotechem, Umilvad Kol Nidrechem, Umilvad Kol Nidvaisechem, Asher Titun Hashem. A very complete climax to the Parshas HaMayadim. And then we have a most remarkable piece of horrific editing. Oh, I forgot to mention. Ach, b'chamishas ayom lechodesh hashvi. I know I spoke about that before, but I forgot to mention. Bos bechem es tuas haoretz, t'chogu es chag Hashem shivas yomim, l'kachtab lechem b'yom rishon priyetz adar, kapot marim, v'chagosem esem chag l'Hashem shivas yomim, basukot teshvu shivas yomim. An incredible anticlimactic edition of all of the mitzvahs of the Chag, which in all of the other Chagim were part of the definition of the Chag. We talked about Chag HaMatzahs, we spoke about Shivas Yomim Toch HaMatzahs, talked about Yom HaKippurim, V'nisim Esnaf Sheisechem, whatever we needed to discuss, we discussed in the context of what the Moed was. Over here, all of a sudden, the mitzvahs of the Chag are mentioned almost as an afterthought. Ach, shocking. But the more sophisticated, detailed differences are even more shocking. In all of the other Chagim, we spoke about Mikra Kodesh Ye Lachem. So that the idea of a Chag, as we know, this is the bracha that we make, Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmani, because Yisrael has to be Kerei Roshei Chadashi, to be Kevei Chagim, and therefore it's Mikra Kodesh Ye Lachem. When it comes to B'chamisha Sayyim, B'chedesh Hazeh, it is Mikra Kodesh. No Mikra Kodesh Ye Lachem. Furthermore, in all of the other Chagim, we are referred to what the Chag is in terms of what it is for us. Even if it's to celebrate Pesach LaHashem, it's Shivas Yomim of our celebration of the act that Hashem did in Mitzrayim. Over here, we have a completely different presentation, and that is, B'chabishas Yom HaKodesh HaShvi HaZeh Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yomim LaHashem. This is a holiday LaHashem. Afterwards, when we're told, oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, over there, we're told again, V'chagoysem esei chag LaHashem, Shivas Yomim. So after keeping the mitzvah of Sukkah, you need to understand that the Mikra Kodesh is not Lachem, it's Mikra Kodesh. Now, I'm telling you, there's something for you in this as well, however. What is that? That is, you're coming from your point of view, which is, Bos Bechem et Tvuat Ha'aretz. Now, that is a great opportunity. Tochogu es Chag Hashem, Shivas Yamim. And this is the way the Sefer HaChinuch explains it. That we have indeed a chag that is lemala. And since we have, in the course of our own agricultural year, and of course our psychological year, as the year winds down, the period of the year, which the Torah calls the Tkufat HaShana, which as Rashi explains is the circling of the year, so that we're still involved in the transition, which Sukkah always is, it's always transitional. It's the transition between the previous year and the next. So even if we're not farmers, it's certainly not the case that we do not sense the fact that the dormancy of the year, the beginning of the next year, and our investment in the winter of the next year, which we begin to make our plans for what's going to be next year, is certainly a time of ending, which of course is the meaning of Asifa. Asifa means death. Asifa means gathering in, which is the time of the death of the year. So the Ba'os Bechem is a very profound feeling that we have, that things have come to an end, and now whatever it is that we got from the previous year, this is what we should get. So it's a time in which Ba'os Bechem is Tvas Ha'aretz. Says the Chinuch, that's the point. When you identify a point in your own life in which you will have natural psychological responses, utilize those responses, connect them to the Chag Hashem. So there is a Chag Hashem, but there's also in this for you. Because of that, Ba'os Bechem Tvas Ha'aretz, Tochogu is Chag Hashem Shivas Yamim. Remarkable assertion. Somehow that means, and this goes even to halacha, because it becomes ulakachtem lachem. The very lachem that was missing from Mikra Kodesh Yeh Lachem befinds the halacha of lakichas lulav eser. And therefore it literally needs to be lachem, in terms of pasulin gezeila and so on and so forth. So that means that this is the period in which you could be semachtem lifnei Hashem elokechem, v'chageisem esei chag l'Hashem again, repeats the Shivas Yomim B'Sham. The same thing occurs in Parshas Pinchas. Remarkable. A consistent difference between the way that we present Chag HaSukkos and the way that we present the other Musafim. So again, all of the other Musafim, we go through the same idea. B'chodesh HaRishayin, B'chamisha Asad Yom, Chag, Shivas Yamim Matzei Siyachel. Very nice. Then we talk about Shavuos, B'yom HaKippurim, Mikra Kodesh Yalachem, Kov Lachas Avad Eloi Sasu. Again, these are the korbanos that you're supposed to bring. Then we'll get to Rosh Hashanah, B'chodesh HaShvi, Mikra Kodesh Yelachem, Kol Melachah Sevad Elai Sasu, Yom Teruah Yelachem. These are the korbanos you have to bring. B'Yosra L'Chodesh HaShvi, Mikra Kodesh Yelachem, V'Nisa V'Slav Tercheichem, and these are the korbanos you have to bring. V'Kraft, V'Chamishasa Yom L'Chodesh HaShvi, means that again, V'Chageisem Chag L'Hashem Shivas Yom. So even though you have your own Mikra Kodesh, which is Lachem, but the chag that you're making is a chag l'Hashem, not mentioned in any of the other chagim. Something that is miyuchad about Chag HaSukkos, which is chag l'Hashem, but which we have access to this chag l'Hashem because of our own participation in the nature of Elam Hazeh, a literal nature, Bios Bechemet Tvas Aretz, which allows us for the first time a connection that comes from Lemata, from Elam Hazeh entirely, to Lemala. Now, Lemaisa, this, as the Rishonim point out, is profoundly part of the nature of Chag HaSukkos. Because what the mitzvahs of Chag HaSukkos involve are very deeply a world that generally we do not have access to. And that is the world of nature as it was perceived by Adam HaRishon, which was the ultimate shutvus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the Adam, V'yanicheu b'gan Eden, la'ovdei v'lashomrei. Why is he Yanicheu b'gan Eden l'avdei l'shomrei? Because there was no rain. No rain? Yeah. Kol siach hasada ter mitzmach. Eid ya'aleh min ha'aretz lashkos es kol pnei adama. There was no rain. There was a planet that was heavily moist from moisture that would rise, but there was no rain cycle. As Rashi says, why was there no rain cycle? As the pasuk continues, ki adam ayin la'aveh es adama. There was no Adam yet, and therefore lo haya mi sheyakir b'toivos and shokishamim v'yispalal aleihem, after recognizing Shem Tzerech l'b'riyas, as Rashi said, v'yispalal aleihem, and therefore the next thing is HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the Adam, puts him into Gan Eden, lo avdav l'shamra. The lo avdav l'shamra is to be oved with tefillah, and that tefillah becomes the tefillah which actually creates the gishamim. So that means the primal sense that Adam HaRishon has is what he needs to do in terms of his commitment to the earth, to nature, bringing water. What do we do on Sukkot? That's the only thing we do on Sukkot. Our entire Aveda revolves around water. so that it isn't simply people think, oh yeah, there was this weird thing which was the Nisach HaMayim. It happened to be we do Nisach HaMayim. It's not the only weird thing we do Nisach HaMayim. It's all of the tefillas that we have. And the din, which is the din al HaMayim, all is the nature of the very things that we're using. Because again, as the Rishonim point out, the tamar that we use is merames to the Eitz HaChaim in Gan Eden. As a matter of fact, that's why it's called tamar. Tamar means tamar, the end of the meriris of death. It's the tikkun of Gan Eden. That's the Eitz HaChaim, in which there is no more meriris. The Esra, as the Gemara says, that's Adar Bilanek, but it's the Esra which is Tama Eitz Ketama Pri. Tama Eitz Ketama Pri was the walker of the whole issue of the Chet, and identifies the Esra, therefore, according to that element, obviously the different Shitas of the Eitz Hadas, the different elements of the Eitz Hadas, but identifies that element of the Eitz Hadas, which is Esra. The Chibur of the Esra, which is the Eitz Hadas, with the Eitz HaChaim, is a tikkun of the nature of the Pagam of Gan Eden, which is why in Masechet Sukkah, as you will recall, we have all of the description of the end of the Yetzer Hara, the Hesped on the Yetzer Hara. All of these things were part of the essence of Chag HaSukkah, the Simchas Pesach HaShoeva, what it is that we read today, the Haftarah that we read today, which is Mechames Kagum Ogay, ultimate tikkun, visions of an earth that is restored to nature as it was meant to be, and that was the Lashomrei. The Lashomrei is an amazingly contemporary medrash, which you all know, which is Tein Da'atcha Shalot Tekalkelet Olamish. Mira means the responsibility not to destroy. Tein Da'atcha Shalot Tekalkelet Olamish She'ima Tami Kalkel Ein Mi She'evo Acharecha L'Tachen. The world is put into your hands. If you destroy it, and literally until 30 years ago, 20 years ago, nobody understood what could the medrash be referring to. That's what it means. If you do Averas, you're Mesalek B'Shechina, it means Pshuta Kamashmo. If you destroy this world, nobody is coming to rescue you. There's not going to be any other planets that you're going to be able to take over. This is it. And this is your opportunity. That's the Shmira. The Chiev, that's the Lotase, the Shmira, as the Yerushalmi says. That's Mitzvah Sase. Mitzvah Zoy Sase. Lovday, Mitzvah Sase. What is it that we do with this minim when we walk around with this minim? Listen to the new age tefillahs. I mean, it sounds like a bunch of hippies. Literally, it sounds like a bunch of tree huggers. I mean, it's like unbelievable. What are we reading about? We're reading about the winds, the rains, Yevul Ashpia, Kosiach, every plant, Tatshevet Toshia, Migodim Tamtik, the fruit should be sweet. The winds, the Siim LaAsia, the light winds, the heavy winds, Siirim LaAnia, the clouds, Adanim LaAmdia, Tzima Echa Tazbia. What do we talk about? The responsibility only for agriculture? No. Adam Uvehima, Basar V'Ruach Neshama, beautiful tefillahs. Gid, v'etzem, v'korma, to speak about the tissues, to speak about connective tissues. Demus, v'tzelem. Amazing things, amazing things. Sichim l'kemama, adonim l'otzma, flowers, brachim l'atzima, tzmochim l'goshma, v'hima mi'mishakeles, geren mi'goza, dogan mi'daleket. I mean, these are not, who are we ever talking like this? What are these tefillahs? These are the tefillahs of a responsible Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden who recognizes that this is the world that is mine. And this is all dependent on the Avodas HaAdam, without whom there would not even be the simple rain for the most basic rain cycle. So that means we go back with the very peres of Gan Eden, with the very concepts of Gan Eden, with the original tefillahs of Gan Eden. And to think that the korbanos that we bring are korbanos that we bring for our enemies, because of a universal responsibility for humanity. So we bring the Shivim Purim for the Shivim Umes. This is what we have to bother ourselves with during Chag HaSukkos, to worry about those who set out to destroy. What are we bringing, korbanos for Nazis? For those that are throwing the Jews out of their countries? But this is all child's play. Because on Chag HaSukkos, the vision that we have is a vision of what is it to be an Adam on earth. Not part of the normal life in which the agriculture is completely wrapped up in our own ideas, but where rather the agriculture is ipso facto the Aveda that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you here for. And what's most amazing, of course, is that the work of that agriculture, as Rashi pointed out, the work is the work of awareness, of human mind, of consciousness. It's not the work of digging ditches. Consider for a moment the nature of tefillah. It's the nature of tefillah that we should call it Aveda. Well, we have a beautiful dogma to the nature of tefillah. What do? We take the water. That's the Ikar Aveda on Chag HaSukkos, which is merumes through all of the beautiful remasim of the Osiyos of every single day of Chol HaMoed. We take water out of the Shilah, we bring it to the Mizbeah, pour it out on the Mizbeah, it runs back down to the Shisim and comes out where we took it from. What kind of Aveda is that? You're doing absolutely nothing, except for one thing. You're adding your awareness to what otherwise would just have been chaotic. It's the only thing that you're doing. And Lomaisa, the presence of Adam and the change, and this is why, astoundingly, the word that we have and the vision that we have, the metaphor that we have of the presence of the Shekhinah, of all crazy things, is a cloud. Why? Because, consider what is so bad if the entire planet was covered by mist. And eid yale mina aretz lahashkes es pnei adamah. A mist is random. The whole point of a mist is that it's simple, random distribution of water molecules. That's a mist. A cloud appears to be a temporary violation of entropy. How could there be a cloud? Why would water molecules stay in one place and not just fly all over? Obviously because there's an input of energy, but the idea, therefore, of investment, which makes the difference between random distributions and something which is cared about, spoken about, conscious about, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu invests in, that investment becomes Nashoras HaShechina. So that the very Beis HaMikdash upon which we pattern our sukkah, where we learn out the size of the sukkah, and the mechitza of the sukkah, and how much we learn out from Shlomo HaMelech, we learn out from the Mishkan. Astoundingly, the presence of the Shechina is the Kiba Anan. That's the point. And that was what Aharon HaKohen, who the Rabbeinu Bachya says is Kineged Adam HaRishon, that's what he brought. He brought that Shechina as a cloud, exactly as Adam HaRishon himself brought. So then that means that the essence of what we do on Sukkot is a return to what we were meant to do, which is awareness. The word sukkah means awareness. Remember, who is Yiska? Shesocha Beruach HaKedesh. She was the one who had this perspective and was able to see the world from the point of view of Ruach HaKedesh. This is the essence of sukkah. Again, as the Rishonim point out, sukkah means socha beruach hakodesh. What's added on sukkahs, above and beyond the chedvas Hashem himuschem, which was the main meaning of Rosh Hashanah, and the creation of a Yom HaKippurim, which is merumes and ma'aseh bereishis, which, as Rashi points out, olam hazeh ki b'ko Hashem tzur elamim, olam hazeh is created with a hay. Why? Because a hay is open on the bottom, because it's so easy to fall out. And a hay has a little opening on the side in order to make it possible to find your way back in. This is not a small issue. It means that the essential experience that we have of Olam HaZeh is the development through failure. That's the point. All of biological development is always through defeat, through failure. And what is the next stage? And each stage builds on what is capable of finding its way back in. Ultimately, Adam, who fails in the Olam HaZeh of Hay, finds his way back in. Again, these are Poshet Rashis at the beginning of Sefer Bereishis. Finds his way back in, and this is how we went from Chedvas Hashem Himuschem to Yom HaKippurim to Chag HaSukkos, which is the Simcha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ultimate Yetziras HaAdam, which was what? The rest of the Adam was Totsia Aretz, as the Ramban says. The body of the human, the brain of the human, is all part of the natural development of life. Does not require a special yetzira. But what is special is the vayipach be'apav nishmat chayim. That vayipach be'apav, again, as the Rishonim speak out, is the tesefes of a level of consciousness that can ultimately grow into Ruach HaKedesh. Which means that not only is Maaseh Bereishis itself take place in a sukkah, again, as the Rishonim points out, the Zohar points out, it's the base of Bereishis. What is the base of Bereishis? It's Baramis the sukkah. The base is a bias, has three walls, and it has a little piece on the end, which is Halacha L'Meishim Sinai, that you, one mechitza could be a small mechitza. That is, again, as the Yerushalmi says, HaKadosh Baruch was Yeshev in a sukkah. And he was Beri Yisrael, as he sat in a sukkah. So that means Bria, Adam, Ruach HaKadosh, Seicha, the special nature that we have of tasting what it is to come into a world the way we would have experienced it if we were not all wrapped up in the artificiality of a mechanical kind of life in which Baas Pachem comes to us to mean all the work that we do and the way that we're capable of mechanically taking that work and making something in it lachem for yourselves is essentially a chag l'Hashem. And its real meaning is to take all of that work, including even the things that you never thought were important. The pseiles geren v'yekev, which is literally the asifa, the things that you're going to throw out that are the end of the year, that are part of the death of the year. That is, the Gemara says, pseiles geren v'yekev, that's the essence of the sukkah. That's what you build the sukkah with. How do we know that the schach of the sukkah is, cannot be mekabel tuma? The most astounding mokar. We learn it from the fact that since the sukkah is anane akoved, and the word for anan in Gan Eden is ve'ed ya'aleh min ha'aretz, and an eid is not mekabel tuma, so it must be that the schach is not mekabel tuma, you imagine. Ad kedei kach, we see the chibur of the tefila on mayim, and the mokam of Adam, that it literally translates into exactly the kind of problems that we have building our sukkah. Is this thing really? Is it not going to be mekabel tuma? Is it going to be somuch or something that is mekabel tuma? And it takes up hours and hours of our time every year, and it goes back to the literal words of what was going on in Gan Eden that brought us to the tefillah on the Geshamim. It's mamish amazing. It's all completely interrelated. So that means that Chag L'Hashem was the ultimate Simcha L'Hashem in the Bria of an Adam who is capable of being the Shutaf in Maaseh Bereishis, and who therefore himself can experience exactly this Tesefes of Ruach, which as Rabbi Nobachi says, the Simcha of Sukkis. Is this Tesefes Ruach HaKadosh? Kol Lashon Simcha, Tesefes Ruach HaKadosh. That's the point. So the very sense that we have of an enhanced perspective, a willingness to be able to see the world from the point of view, not of an artificial environment in which we create these homes with our complexities, but in going back to living B'tzila de Memnusa, living in the presence of the Chag L'Hashem, the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and recognizing that the mechanics is a way that we have of hiding the magic from ourselves. We live in a magical world. A magical world that Adam HaRishon directly perceived as a magical world. Because in Gan Eden, the whole concept of a mechanical period was missing. In the same way that to us, when we look at physics, we can completely miss the fact that there's a whole world of a microcosm that we're not even aware of. And you know what? We don't miss it. You turn on a light, and you think you turned on a light with Newtonian physics. Everything's simple. You have it all worked out. This is the energy level. This is the resistance. This is whatever. The fact that you might have to spend 20 years of drawing Feynman diagrams to be able to describe what really is happening. Okay, Mela, you know. I don't live in a world where I see that. This is how Adam experienced the world. As the Gemara says, Shnayim olu lamita, arba yordu. So it doesn't take time for field development. Of course it does, but not in my world. That's the microcosm. That's a world of mechanics. I don't see mechanics. I, as Adam HaRishon, see magic. Shnayim olu lamita, arba yordu. Persis mispalal HaGeshamim, it rains. To Adam HaRishon, what were the Anani HaKovet? The entire planet is Anani HaKovet, obviously. If you perceive yourself as a lone, aware Nivra, in a universe bereft of life, what do you see? You don't see the Anonim around you as protecting a place where you can actually have developed into life? What bigger Anani HaKovet is there? What deeper investment in life is there that defined one planet that is sitting there with this blue, covered with white clouds? What is it there? What is unique about it? All of those processes are both expressive of life and are that which makes life possible in the first place. To him, it was magic. But what we don't understand is that the mechanics that we generally engage in blind us to the nature of the magic in which we live. Let me point out something to you. We take so much for granted that the games that we play and the tricks that we use to make the world work for us are muvan meilav. Why wouldn't it be that way? Gentlemen, ladies, I ask you, why would it be that way? Why do you think that we can take some rare earth elements and do our magical material technology, and then if somebody came along from 300 years ago and said, so where's your son? Oh, my son. He's in Africa. Africa. People go to Africa, yes. Would you like to see him? Would you like to talk to him? Beep. Here he is. Shalom Aleichem. Meet so and so. This makes sense to you? this make sense to you, that the world should be created so that some crazy elements that came from some incredible neutron star collision billions of years ago should make you an iPad so that you should be able to see your child in Africa, or for that matter, call whoever you want, anywhere on the planet, press a button. This makes sense? This is a given that nature should be such that the mind of a human, mind you, when we're dealing with this level, we're dealing with awareness, we're dealing with mind, we're dealing with the depth of Chokhmah, which again, as the Rishonim say, Sukkos is Keneged Chokhmah. Everything about it is Keneged Chokhmah. It makes sense to you that this is a given? This is exactly as magical as Adam Rishon experienced it. In a sense, even more so. Because it means that the magic is there, penetrating all the way down to the Bias Bechemes Tvuras Hasana. It goes in both directions. The entire thing is magical from beginning to end. It's utterly shocking. We, for the first time, are able to begin to understand that magic and to understand fully the nature of Anane HaKovod as the essence of what it is that we are. This is the Seicher. And remember, this was basically the Ruach HaKedash is understood as magic by Chazal, essentially. Because when Elisha comes to Eliyahu and he says, what I need is Pishnayim Beruchacho, what do we think that means? That he was double the Chochem that Eliyahu and Avi was? No. It was a Keach that was given to him, a Ruach that was given to him, that achieves magic. V'haraya, the Gemara asks, well, if he was given Pishnayim Beruchacho, so where did he do Tchias HaMesim twice? I need to do Tchias HaMesim twice. Well, of course. Because Eliyahu did it once, so you need to do it twice. Whatever it is that was given to Eliyahu, that Ruach provides the capability of changing the nature of reality. That's the point. Where did he change the nature of reality? So Gemara answers, fine. Different Tirutz. Maybe it was Tzoras Naaman, which is Nechav L'meis. So that's also considered to be a Tchias HaMesim. Whatever. But the point is that that Ruach HaKedesh that we're talking about, which is unique to the Socheh, is that ultimate simcha of the experience of a world of utter magic. That's the incredible point. That magic is so chashuv, says the Gemara, that the simchas beis hashayeva, right away the Gemara says after the Mishnah, that some read simchas beis hashayeva and some read beis hachashuv. Why is it chashuv? Says the Gemara, both of them are right. Eat it, eat it. You can have both yourselves. Mandatoni shayeva lotoi, mandatoni chashuv lotoi. How is it chashuva? It's chashuva because it went all the way back to Maaseh Bereishis. Because the word Bereishis can be read as Bora Shis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Bere the Shisim in the act of Bereishis to allow for the Nisach HaMayim. You understand that means that one of the literal meanings of the word for creation is providing for the Nisach HaMayim on Sukkos. That's how powerful is that nature of Simcha. So that means that that understanding of what it is that our involvement is in nature is immensely important to our recognizing what it means to be human. That is the chashivas. That's why it's called choshev. That's chashivas. That the Yerushalmi's Tesis brings that there, right there on the spot. Yaina became a Navi because he was exposed just to the simcha of Simchas Beis HaShoeva. What is the simcha of Beis HaShoeva? The fact that we're happy with the Ruach HaKadosh that comes from the Beis HaShoeva. But it's that Ruach HaKadosh that makes it the Beis HaShoeva. Shemisham Shayavim de Ruach HaKadosh. So I'm going to say, which one comes first? It's the same crazy Gemara again in Sukkos, in which we answer the stira in Keheles. Well, is it L'simcha Mazo Osa? Or is it L'simcha Amartimula? Which one is it? Well, it depends if it's Simcha Shel Mitzvah. And what is Simcha Shel Mitzvah, says the Gemara? Simcha Shel Mitzvah is to turn on the stereo. How is Simcha Shel Mitzvah to turn on the stereo or to have an orchestra? Because, as the Rashbam explains over there, because the only reason you're turning on the stereo is to be happy, so you should be able to have Ruach HaKedesh, because they know Shkina Shera, Elam Yitachsim, you understand that it's a complete circle? Which one comes first? How does it become a Simcha Shel Mitzvah if the mitzvah only comes after I'm zeichet to the Simcha, which then makes it possible for... What does that mean? It seems to be a tautology. But that's the point. The point of a Shutvis with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that the end is always what makes the beginning possible. Without an Adam in the Bria, there is no Bria. It's not only that there's no rain, there's nothing. Because none of the things that we're aware of really exist. They're creations of the way that our mind takes randomness and turns it into things, turns it into patterns that we call tables and people and everything that we have. That is the ultimate. This is the way the Pasuk puts it in Divrei HaYomim. Hema HaYotzrim. These Chachamim are the creators. HaYotzrim. Im ha-melech b'malachto yashvu sham. They were there when the melech, malchei ha-melochim, was busy creating. Because he could only create with nafshek seim shel tzaddikim. So how's that possible? I understand, but they weren't created yet. And when the Gemara says that the idea of vayichulu ha-shamayim v'aretz v'chol tzva'om, al tikrit tzva'om, elat tzivyoinom, so as Rashi explains, what does that mean? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked every created being, do you wish to be created? V'amru hin. And they answered yes. That's v'chol tzva'om b'da'atam nivru. Lefi, their own choice of what they want. What does that mean? How can you speak and ask something if it wants to be created, if you haven't created it? The whole idea of the Kufas HaShana, the circle of life, is this point. The end is what made the beginning possible, in exactly the same way that the beginning is what made the end possible. The Bereshis is both Bereshis and Boreshis. The giving over of a mind to humanity, which is Shayach to Ruach HaKadosh, is the very mocker for the Geshamim that allowed that mind to develop in the first place. And therefore, there's no question about it, that the Shutvis, the Darga of Shutvis, is so profound that the Medrash says it's the mocker of Shmini Atzeres. How is that? Because everybody knows the Gemara that explains why is it up. We've been talking about all these immense number of karbanas. All of a sudden, it comes to the eighth day. We expect it would go down normally, and we continue to bring all of the Purim and all of the... No. I only want you to bring one thing, because it's just for us, just for the two of us. So what's the Lashon of Medrash? Kol yibei chag asukeis hayitem asukim b'shivim umeis. You were so busy. We were working together to make the world work. So you're bringing all of these karbanas. We haven't had any time for each other. And as everyone knows, the deepest connection that you find to another is when you've built something together. So we built the world. So now let's have a little day just for ourselves. Don't have to put in anything special, because everything that's there is that which emerged from the work that we did together. So there's no need to invest more. And that's how what Chazal say. That day that defines the difference between Yisrael and the Yumais is built around the willingness to have that simcha of that shutafut. Those who are willing to engage in all of the pain of that shutafut and to recognize that everything that we do is kulei l'chag l'Hashem, and it's in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Olam, and it's not our own thing. It's part of the magic that was given to us with the Vayipach Be'apa of the Nishmas Chaim. That individual is Zeicha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at him and says, Kasha alai pridaschem. And because of that, the difference between Yisrael and the Umes Olam is expressed entirely in terms of Chag HaSukkos, mitzvah kala yeshli. And that becomes the mitzvah kala. How do you relate to the mitzvah? The goyim relate, oh, it's so hot, thank God, I don't have to sit out here anymore and go back inside. Oh, it's raining, thank God, I don't have to sit in my sukkah. To claw yourselves, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. What did we do wrong? What a terrible thing, we're not going to be zeicha to be mekayim chag mitzvah sukkah. That's the difference, is it a job that one does, or it is a life of what it is to be oneself. And from that comes the deepest chibur, that which is the complete separation, the ultimate separation of Yisrael from all of the Umes HaElam, and the uniqueness of what it is to be Odom Atem, as Chazal say. That pasuk Odom Atem is a reference to Yisrael, is a totsah from the celebration, the happiness that we have of discovering for once what it really means to be a human being on earth, and how incredibly important is every tiny thing that seems to achieve absolutely nothing. Pouring water back out where it was. What am I doing? And people ask themselves all the time, so what am I doing with this? Waving around branches. That cycle, that circle of life, which we do again and again on Sukkot, whether it's circling around with the Aishanas, or whether it's circling ourselves in hollow and creating that magical world within which we live as magic, the presence of that cloud and of that Shechina, that is the simen of the overall circle of life, of the rain cycle, of the commitment, of the immense joy of what it is to be involved. You don't need to achieve anything more than that.